Latinos across the country have been hard hit by COVID-19. That trend is playing out at one Hispanic-led church in northern Colorado, where they've had to work especially hard to try to keep congregants safe, partly because local officials aren't enforcing the state's public health orders. Stephanie Daniel from member station KUNC reports.
It's kind of dark inside this auditorium. The stage is backlit with purple fluorescent lights, and the band is jamming. Worshippers are spaced out and wearing masks. They stand and sway to the music or sing along. This is Mosaic Church. It's in Weld County, about an hour north of Denver. Angel Flores is Mosaic's lead pastor, and today his message is about the spirit of giving.
We're going to talk about generosity.
Vamos a hablar sobre la generosidad.
As he shares a funny anecdote about his bad singing voice, his warm smile grows.
But if I sing,
pero si yo canto,
you won't worship God.
Tú no le vas a alabar a Dios.
I promise you that.
Angel and his wife, Diane, are Mexican-American. They founded Mosaic Church 13 years ago.
And so we strive to make Mosaic as welcoming, unweird as we can, where you can invite your friends.
The evangelical church has lots of young, working-class families. A year ago, nearly 700 people would come worship on any given Sunday. Then COVID-19 started, and congregants who are first responders or work at meatpacking plants started getting sick.
We got a call from a lady in our church who said, "Pastor, they're about to intubate me."
Angel and Diane were in the car when the phone rang.
And as her pastor, I'm telling her, like, look, it's going to be okay. You're going to be fine. But real talk, you might be meeting the Lord soon. So let me pray with you.
Thankfully, she survived. During that first wave of coronavirus, about 24 congregants got COVID-19 and recovered. But as a precaution, the church shut its doors in mid-March and moved completely online.
One of the unique challenges that we had here in Weld County was our commissioners don't recognize the validity of any of Governor Polis's rules.
Throughout the pandemic, local leaders have not enforced the state's COVID-19 regulations. They've encouraged personal responsibility instead, telling residents and businesses they can decide for themselves which precautions to follow. Over the summer, Angel and Diane decided to restart in-person services. They were determined to do it safely, but didn't know how.
We didn't have any guidelines from our local government on how to do this, and so we kind of had to figure it out on our own.
They chose to follow a neighboring county's guidelines. In mid-June, Mosaic began worshiping again in person at a greatly reduced capacity, while continuing to stream the services. They've removed every other row of chairs and asked people to leave space between families.
We asked everybody to wear masks. We bought gallons of hand sanitizer. We're just trying to manage this the best we can.
Mosaic Church has just been a very huge support emotionally.
Dorothy Mesa has been a member of Mosaic for about 4 years. She leaned on the church after 5 of her family members contracted coronavirus. She watched the services on Facebook, but it wasn't the same. She felt adrift.
Like if we're in the middle of the ocean with no paddling boards, I guess, you know? Like the church family is like they're the ones that help us paddle and stay on track.
Eventually, Mesa was able to return to the actual church. Mosaic got into a good weekly routine for about 5 months. However, church members kept contracting the disease, and Pastor Angel Flores had 3 of his own family members pass away from COVID-19 in a week. Then this happened.
So I tested positive for COVID.
Angel broke the news in a video message he posted on Facebook. His wife, Diane, also tested positive, along with several staff members. So in November, the church had to close again. But it did reopen in time for Christmas.
Alleluia.
This is the new normal. Mosaic Church continues worshiping both online and in person.
I think our main focus during COVID is to provide hope for people, remind them that this will pass.
Even though their ministry has changed, Angel and Diane Flores plan to keep doing what they do, helping people grow their faith while also keeping them safe. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Daniel in Denver.